Nearly 7 years ago, I was given a card. On it, it says, "Life begins at the end of your comfort zone" by Neil Donald Walsh. I just received confirmation that the Church of England was supporting me to train for ordination. This week, I've been reflecting on this quote. I think the friend that gave it to me had perhaps a better idea than I did of what was coming around the corner. And in this week's Thought for the Week, I've encouraged you to reflect on it. Life begins at the end of your comfort zone. Because I myself have been surprised as I've thought about its reality. Over these 7 years, I've most certainly been taken out of my comfort zone many times. I wonder if you can think of a time when you stepped out of your comfort zone. Perhaps just living in this pandemic comes to mind, or perhaps moving, starting a new job, taking up a new hobby, stepping out for Jesus, perhaps. For me, the memory that came to mind was from when I was little. I was standing on top of a diving board. Now, this diving board was very, very high up from the pool, and I was absolutely determined that I was going to jump off it before we left. There were minutes to spare, and I was petrified. I was standing there for what felt like ages, walking to the edge, looking over, and then walking back again, and doing this multiple times, knowing that we were going to be leaving really soon, and I could see my sister from afar telling me to hurry up. Did I jump and overcome my fear? I'll tell you later. Fear. What is it? It's defined as an unpleasant emotion caused by the threat of danger, pain, or harm. How does it make us feel? I think it often tells us a lie. It paralyses us. It makes us irrational. It holds us back. It makes us shrink. It makes us seek safety. It makes us doubt ourselves and others, and it steals our joy, our confidence. It makes us insecure. After all, none of us enjoy feeling vulnerable. I wonder if you know that fear is mentioned in the Bible 365 times. And it says to me that we have a God who knows us really well. He knows that we experience fear. And he says to us in 1 Samuel 16:7, "For others see your outward appearance, but I see your heart." He knows that we are susceptible to fear. And as I said last week, fear is one of the biggest pains of our time. It's something that every human being experiences. It can impact us in so many ways, and often we don't even realise that it is in the driving seat. I battle with it regularly. You could say that it's the thorn in my side. But the reality, as demonstrated in our gospel reading today, is that faith mixed with fear and doubt is the typical state of so many Christians, as it was with the disciples. The passage is called "Jesus Walked on Water," but I want to focus on Peter today, the disciple, for his story is very much about his faith and his own struggles with doubt. So let's recap on the story. Straight after feeding the 5,000, Jesus makes the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him, while he dismissed the crowds and finally got the opportunity to be alone and pray. The disciples were being battered by the waves, far from the land, because the wind was against them. Such a perfect metaphor for life, don't you think? But Jesus didn't go to them straight away. It was early in the morning that he came walking towards them, and they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost," crying out in fear. And Jesus immediately said to them, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." Peter responds in faith and says, "If it's you, Lord, command me to come to you on the water." And Jesus said, "Come." So Peter gets out of the boat and he starts walking on the water and coming towards Jesus. Then what? He notices the strong wind. He's frightened and he begins to sink, crying out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reaches out his hand and catches him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" Jesus has already calmed the storm in Matthew chapter 8, where the disciples were afraid, saying, "Lord, save us, we're going to drown." So Peter's been in this situation before. I wonder where you might place yourself in the story of Peter. Would you have stepped out of the boat? What might have distracted you? Peter's story is so much bigger. It's full of highs and lows, moments of huge courage and faith, and times of crippling doubt. In Matthew 4, Jesus calls him, he's a fisherman, and Jesus says, "Come and follow me." In Matthew 14, we see, and as we're hearing today, he walks on water. In Matthew 16, he declares that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And Jesus says to him, "You, Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. Then in Matthew 17, Peter's there at the Transfiguration where Jesus has taken him up a mountain. And he sees Jesus in dazzling white. In Matthew 26, he denies Jesus, which Jesus foretold. I encourage you to read Acts, where Peter then leads the people and fulfills what Jesus said. On this rock I will build my church. We can briefly look at our Old Testament reading. Elijah's hiding in a cave because the Israelites have not listened. And in his words, they are seeking his life. Fear is keeping him in the cave, but the Lord calls him out. So what can we take from this? God doesn't give up on Elijah. He wasn't done with him yet. God doesn't give up on Peter. He wasn't done with him yet. And he doesn't give up on us either. He doesn't give up on you. Our calling is to step out into all that God has for us, out of the boat, out of the cave, out of our comfort zone. And so I come back to this quote, life begins at the end of your comfort zone. It's naive to think that it's all ups. My initial thought when I read it was that life out of my comfort zone would be wild, full of fun. But in reality, if we step out of our comfort zone, it's going to be a roller coaster. Because of course, when we step out, there are also downs. This week I've been thinking of this song, worship song, and it's been going round and round in my head. And I'd just love to read you some words from it. It says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back, I know you are near. And I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, you never let go, through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go, in every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord, you never let go of me. You see, when we've been Christians for some time, I think we can forget the enormity of that truth, that through our belief we are saved. In our Romans reading, we heard, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. In our psalm, we read, I will listen to what the Lord God will say, because he shall speak peace to his people and to the faithful. And so the question for us today is, do we trust? Do we have the faith to believe that his hand is there to catch us? He won't let go. He won't give up on us. He'll be there in the highs and the lows, and he'll meet us in our fear, and he'll say, take heart, it is I, do not be afraid. And we can have that assurance through the ultimate price that he paid for us on the cross, the greatest act of love known to man, for perfect love drives out fear. So today I think his invitation to us is, don't be driven by fear, be driven by faith. Don't choose the comfort of the boat, choose the adventure of life. So this morning, as I love a metaphor, ask yourself, who's in the driving seat? Are we stuck staring over the edge of the high board? Are we feeling defeated in the cave or comfortable in the boat? In the days and times ahead, I very much pray that we are called out of our comfort zones as a church. As we reflected on last week, you have very much done it before, and I trust that we will do it again. What fears do we have in our own lives? I wonder if there was something that resonated with you this morning. I encourage you to stay with it, pray about it, talk to someone if it would help. That's what I have to do as an external processor. What fears do we have as a church? What's keeping us in the boat? Is fear driving us? In the days ahead, I pray that these come to the surface as we combat them together. Our call as disciples is to bring this to God, perhaps by crying out, Lord, save me. And he can handle our doubts, our fears, our battles, for his hand is there to catch us. He won't let us go, and he won't give up on us. Imagine the church if we truly lived out of our comfort zone. What would our witness say to our community? I've no doubt that others would be led to Jesus and saved from their fears. So before I end, I must fill you in. Did I jump that day or not? The answer is yes, I did. But there's one major detail to go with that. For those of you that have ever jumped from a high board, you will know that hitting the water at speed hurts. And I can tell you from experience that it hurts even more when your arms are wide open. That's right, I jumped off that board with my arms open wide. And so what's the moral of this story? When you jump from a height, keep your arms by your side. And the moral from today's gospel reading? Don't look down. when you are going to step out in faith for Jesus, fix your eyes on him. Amen. So let's pray. Living God, draw us deeper into your love. Jesus our Lord, send us to care and serve. Holy Spirit, make us heralds of good news. Stir us, strengthen us, teach and inspire us to live your love with generosity and joy, imagination and courage, for the sake of your world and in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you for listening.